Abby Strauss's 6-year-old daughter was playing outside on the family farm when she suffered an allergic reaction to a wasp sting.
Because last time she got stung by a bee, she just had a bit of swelling in her finger. By the time she'd walked back inside, she said she couldn't breathe and collapsed on the floor.
The family from the South Australian town of Kimber immediately sought help from ambulance officers, but they had to wait over an hour for a doctor to drive 70 kilometres from a neighbouring town to administer life-saving medication.
And was a bit scary because anything could have happened to him on the way to Kimber and we might not have been so lucky, so.
Just off Kimber's main street, Mayor Dean Johnson points to the council-owned building set up as a doctor's office. Inside, rooms sit ready but empty, stocked with clean dressings and bandages. Mr. Johnson says the town desperately needs a doctor.
Rural health is in absolute crisis. That's the truth. Kimber's been without a doctor for 3 of the past 4 years. It's simply not good enough. No one in the city would wait 3 weeks to see a GP to get a script or for an illness or to help their sick children.
150 kilometres down the road, the mayor of regional centre Port Augusta, Brett Benbow, says his city is also struggling to find enough GPs.
We currently, from our last count, had 20 doctors in town. We've got 14,000 people roughly, so that's 700 people per doctor. That's a struggle for any medical practice.
Peter Rutherford, Chief Executive of the Rural Doctors Association of Australia, says the problem exists right across the country. It's not that we have a shortage of GPs, she says, but that they aren't well distributed across Australia.
The evidence or the research indicates that Australia is training a sufficient number of medical students to meet the needs of our health services. But what we're not seeing is those students moving after university from, you know, large tertiary centres or large regional centres out into the more, you know, smaller regional centres and rural and remote Australia.
Corinne Taylor chairs the Association of Medical Recruiters in Australia and New Zealand. She says that's because there are not enough incentives for doctors to head to the bush.
Our GPs and our training programs don't force doctors to rotate through regional areas. So again, if you're not establishing relationships, you're not establishing networks in those areas, you won't settle there once you have your qualifications.
She believes changes to immigration rules and lengthy application processes for overseas doctors have also had an impact.
We need to embrace the doctors that we bring in from overseas. That are from comparable countries. We need to welcome them. We need to create environments where they can train our junior doctors.
In Kimber, the waiting continues. It has been 12 months since a doctor last used the council-owned doctor's office. It could be some time before a new one does. Rhiannon Elston, SBS News.